From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside, and this is our spring fun drive. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments and rule on the legality of same-sex marriage later this month. Before then, however, a group of young conservatives is pushing to change the Republican Party platform on gay marriage. Ed Lopez and Nina Verghese are with the group Young Conservatives for the Freedom to Marry. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ed, you're launching a $1 million effort to change the GOP platform on same-sex marriage. What is it you want to see in this platform?
Well, we would like to see language that is more inclusive, that gives people a sense that there can be dialogue on the issue, that gives people a sense that we can agree on taxes, foreign policy, on a lot of different principles that Republicans support, typically, that are at the core of our values, but that we may not be pursuing as a united group of people because of this one issue.
Nina, how do you intend to do this?
There is a platform committee that meets every Republican Party convention. So they'll meet in 2016 in Cleveland. And our goal is to talk to those people that will be on the platform committee. We have suggested language that we will provide them, which basically says we can agree to disagree on this issue. And let's recognize that there are varying opinions on this issue. And then, you know, let's agree on that and let's move on. So our goal is to not only educate those people that will be on the platform committee, but also perhaps elect new people onto the platform committee as well.
I want to get both of you to answer this question. Do you believe that the Republican Party is discriminatory? Ed?
There has been discrimination in all parties and all segments of American society, but I think that at the end of the day, we all have in principle a desire to see the golden rule applied. In the GOP, we have people who just need to understand their space to discuss this, and I think that a lot of people that have said, I don't support the freedom to marry, have not necessarily felt they have had the space to do that. We come from a very diverse background of conservatives. I'm Mormon, served in the military, I'm with the Republican Liberty Caucus. I may not be a stereotypical person that you'd think of supporting the freedom to marry. What we're doing is, in a sense, giving people the opportunity to say, hey, this is what we believe in principle, and we believe in individual rights as a party, so it's fine to move on this issue.
And I agree with that. I don't think we are a discriminatory party on this. I think there is a part that's been elevated to reflect the fact that it seems like we are. But if you actually look at the Republican Party as a whole and you talk to, you know, me and Ed and many other people across the country, you'll realize that there are many people who agree with us on this issue.
But with this issue, doesn't it seem that very prominent members of the party that get a lot of attention are indeed discriminatory on this?
I would say what's been surprising is the amount of Republicans that have come out and supported the freedom to marry ahead of a lot of Democrats. I think that at the end of the day, we want both parties to support the freedom to marry. But in the GOP in particular, that's our concern because we also want to move the dialogue on taxes and other issues forward. We just feel like this one issue is standing in the way of a lot of people who would otherwise support the party. The base is moving. 56% of Republicans under 45 are supporting the freedom to marry, 61% of those under 30. So we just want the rest of the party to catch up to the emerging base.
What about those who say, you know, hey, this is part of the Republican platform. The stand is out there on this issue. Either deal with it or change parties if freedom to marry is that important to you. What do you say to that, Nina?
I would obviously disagree with them because as a Republican Party, we don't define ourselves on one issue. There are many issues that define Republicans. I mean, I'm Republican because of taxes, immigration, you know, many other issues across the board. So I would say to them, you know, you need to take a look at everybody else that disagrees with you on this issue, but agrees with you on everything else. And if we want to grow as a party, we're going to have to come together on this issue and find a way to agree to disagree.
Ed, why are you a Republican?
To me, economic issues are a paramount thing. I think that individual freedom and our ability to be who we are at the core has to do with being unencumbered by government, being able to express ourselves as individuals. I think it's just at the core an American principle. And I think that there are people with good intentions in both parties, but I feel the GOP has been a better vehicle for those liberties and things that we really cherish as Americans.
Nina, what do you think will happen to the GOP if you don't succeed and they don't change their platform on freedom to marry?
We're going to keep moving forward. You know, where this is not an issue we're going to let up on, whether it's the next convention or the one after that. We have polling that shows, and polling across the country that shows, this issue is changing at a rapid pace, not only amongst Americans as a whole, but amongst the Republican Party. It's actually moved 15 points in 2 years, which is just, you know, a drastic change. And so I think, you know, it will continue to move forward as it has. And if you look in, you know, not just the Republican Party, but if you look at America as a whole, how we've moved from 2004 to now 2015.
Ed, what if you can't make it happen for the next platform? What price do you think that the GOP would pay for that?
Young voters will be holding out to become active in the GOP for another cycle. And I think that if the GOP wants to win the cycle, it has to take note of the way things have moved. Way things have changed, we have a real possibility of hitting that home run.
Ed Lopez and Nina Verghese are with the group Young Conservatives for the Freedom to Marry, the group pushing for the GOP to change its platform to support freedom to marry. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.